When I read that, I was struck by that image of the devil as a roaring lion. I don't know how many of y'all like to watch the Animal Planet and all those other animal shows, but I love that stuff, you know. I mean, I'm always fascinated. I probably won't ever get to go to Africa, so I'm real proud of my nephew who's over there, or just come back from over there being a missionary, and the opportunity to go and see some of those things that I've only seen on the tube. But male lions are fascinating, unique, wonderful. We call them the king of the jungle. They have this magnificent mane, and they're a bunch of lazy bums because they don't hunt. They don't need to hunt. They're out at night, and they roar, and their roar is so huge, so loud, so scary, so overwhelming that any animal that hears it bolts, runs in panic, fear. And the females of the pride run them down, and then the lion comes over, the male lion comes over and gets his share, usually first. The devil's like that. He makes a lot of noise. He's scary. He terrifies us. He uses our fears against us. He makes us weak with his roaring. He wants us to be afraid. He wants us to be scared. He wants us to tremble. He wants us to run so that he can use us, feed on us, take advantage of us. Christ stands between us and the lion. If we're afraid, if we run, we're lost. But if we stand on his word, then we're found. We're safe. We're cared for. We're comforted. We're secure. Christ's love, Christ's sacrifice, Christ's gift to us is that knowledge of his love and security and forgiveness and salvation that makes us, should make us, immune to those fears that the devil wants us to give in to. What are we afraid of? Are we afraid of going bankrupt? Are we afraid of dying? Are we afraid of hurting? Are we afraid of being lost? Are we afraid of being lonely? Are we afraid of living? What are we afraid of? God says, Jesus says, fear not, for I am with you. One of the things that has been in my mind the last couple of weeks is how often in the Bible it encourages us, it requires us to step out boldly in our faith. Not just to have faith, but to be willing to be bold in stepping out to serve God, to do Jesus' work, to follow Jesus' example. I want to be bold. I want to be able to stand before the roaring lion and say, I'm not afraid of you. You got no teeth. You can't hurt me. I got Jesus. You're just a big blowhard. Lots of noise. Yeah, you look scary. Yeah, you sound scary, but not really. I got work to do. Get out of my way, Cap. I got God. Can we do that? Sometimes. Sometimes we do that. Sometimes we stand up. Sometimes we step out. Sometimes we are bold in our faith and willing to put our lives, our security, our money, our time, whatever it is we have, whatever it is we value most, we're willing to put it on the line. Sending our kids into the mission field. Is that scary? Sure it is. But mom isn't going to be scary to send her kid off to Africa. You know. But you send him off with the faith of God. You send him off with a good Christian upbringing. You send him off with good examples. Chances are he'll be okay. And if he's doing what God asked him to, doesn't matter, because he's doing the right thing. He's got God. He knows where he's going. We know where he's going. Proud of him. Proud of all of you. You didn't have to get up and come to church this Sunday. You didn't have to be part of this congregation this Sunday. You didn't have to share your time, your talent, your treasure with God, but you did. You chose to. You were willing to. Thank you. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for being willing to not give in to fear. Thank you for being willing to stand up boldly and proclaim His name. Thank you for being willing to offer yourselves, as the liturgy says, as a living sacrifice to do His work. We're about to share our communion meal, filled with the body and blood of Christ. We can have no fear of death, no fear of roaring lions or laws or any other things that will try and take away what we have in our hearts, which is Jesus Christ our Lord.